Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the Texas Fellowship of the Fisherman Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermanministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Ranch out in West Texas desert. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
Be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Dear Lord, we come before you again and we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us and for suffering through with us so that we may come together again, Lord, so that we may hear your words and that we may learn and we can correct our actions. Lord, give us your words. Show us the meanings that we need. Give us the correction, Lord, so that we may do your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning, burning, burning. Give me oil in my lamp, I pray. Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning, 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 keep me burning till the break of day. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. See you high, lifted up.
Sunday. Thank you, Lord, for another day, another week, another opportunity to serve you. Amen. I want to welcome those that are here, those that are listening by internet, and those that will be listening by recording. Welcome to Grace Ranch. We got a conference coming up soon. Everybody's been working to get things ready. So we'll have a place for everybody to stay. It might be under the chapel, but we'll find a place, you know. Praise God. You know, in Romans, it lets us know that all the unseen things of God are clearly manifested by that which we see. And I was talking with Steve the other day. You might notice that I don't do a lot of preaching out of the Old Testament. The reason I don't do a lot of preaching out of the Old Testament is because it was closed out in 70 AD. That doesn't mean we can't use it. But I prefer the gospel. I prefer preaching about the gospel, about Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made on the cross and how good and perfect that sacrifice was that it could even save an idiot like me. But I'll tell you something. I look out at the church and I see people all around me who never seem to reap the benefits of that salvation and of what Christ has given us. I mean, and myself included sometimes. You know, like, what things whatsoever you ask will be done unto you by my Father in heaven. I've asked for things. Still waiting. I'm sure you have too. Ask for things. Still waiting. Now, some of the things I might understand why he says no. I mean, you know, it's kind of a hard one to figure, but you have some things I can understand why. But if I ask a thing that's going to help me serve him better, I would think he'd jump on that opportunity, wouldn't you? I think he'd jump on it. But then again, what is it that Sister Mel said today? She was reading out of a... Yeah. Lean not only your own understanding. How's that go? Right. Right. You got it. I'm not going to repeat it. Lean not only your own understanding. Really what that tells me is you don't have to know. Everybody wants to understand it before they do it or realize it or see it. God, what are you doing? Why? None of your business. God doesn't have to report to us. We report to him. But I found something in the Old Testament, because you see, if God says in the New Testament that he shows us in the natural the hidden things of the Spirit, then maybe, just maybe, sometimes the Old Testament can show us the physical reasons why things aren't working in the Spirit by the New Testament. And I came upon this scripture in Proverbs 13. Verse 4. And it says, the soul of the sluggard desireth, and hath nothing. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. I got part of that. Wait a minute, that was soul, not body, right? Man, I missed that. Actually, I read something the other day on a cartoon that I kind of liked. I'm not fat, see. I'm old, and my brain has collected so much knowledge, I couldn't fit it all in my head, so I'm storing it in the rest of me. Thank you, Ann, for that. So now I've got an answer to those that say I'm fat. It's just a whole lot of knowledge running around in there. Amen, Brother Davy. Anyway, it all of a sudden hit me. Sometimes Christians become sluggards in the Spirit. You know, you desire healing, but you don't get it. You desire financial needs met, but you don't get them. You desire a move of the Lord in your life, but it doesn't seem to happen. Wait a minute. Could it be that you've become a sluggard in the Spirit? That's a good question, isn't it? I've looked at myself, and I could find areas where I've become a sluggard, where I've slowed down, where I've not been as I was at times past. Like the battery begins to drain, and the engine begins to not crank. Lights go dim. Well, it's time for a recharge then. Amen? How do you recharge spiritual batteries by praising God, by getting in a place of praise and worship. It can be by yourself. It can be with others. But it means allowing yourself the time and the energy to put your life aside, to put everything aside and get into Jesus. Get into praising Him and worshiping Him. I remember a time when I got low and I needed an answer from God. I wasn't a sluggard back then. I started praying in the Spirit. And my answer was that I was going to pray in the Spirit till God moved. Well, it took 3 days for me to convince Him that I wasn't going to stop. And on that third day, God moved in a marvelous way. Not only did He move in where He audibly spoke to me, but others in a complete town heard Him. And people came running down the street to the house that I was staying at, praising God. Now that is a move of God. Amen. And I had to be diligent. See? But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. See, the slothful man or woman will beg for God to do something. They'll plead. But they don't get on it and stay on it. They don't get on it and stay on it. I remember the days when I would pull out my Bible and I would read a passage and say, "Hey, Lord, look at this. See what that says? That's Your words. Put up or shut up. Put up or shut up. Either you do it and keep your word, or I'm going to have to think something else. Now, I warn you, you better be in the right place if you do that. Because if you're not in the right place, it's going to stink to be you." But doesn't it over in Malachi, when it talks about tithing, doesn't God say, "Prove me this day"? See, sometimes you have to try your faith by proving God's word. And that means believing it. Believing it, 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 no matter what happens. Devil's been trying to take my voice away from me for years. He hasn't succeeded yet, and he's not going to. He is not going to. Because I know my God, and I know He will not leave me. He said He wouldn't, and I don't believe He will. He'll take me before He leaves me. Amen. And I'm all right with that. But I just soon hang around so I can give you guys a hard time a little longer. Pick on you. Prove you. I want you, everyone who's listening, to have a greater experience with the Lord than I've ever had. Devils cast out at a word. The dead raised at a word. The terminally ill completely delivered and healed just by walking in the room. All of these things I have experienced through the Lord. The great things that He has done and more. Much more. But it's only a token of what He has for you. If you will grab it. And to grab it, you have to be diligent. I look at people in their daily lives and I see sluggards. Sluggards at getting a job done. Putting things off that could be done now because it's not convenient or they don't feel like it. Or they just don't want to do it. And I realize if you're sluggard in the natural life, you're going to be a sluggard in the spiritual life. Some of you, I'm talking about, are right here in this room. Some of you are not. We are all guilty one time or another. We kind of run down a little bit. But it takes diligence to charge those batteries back up. To bring yourself back to that place where you're standing in Christ and not just like a policeman standing out in a corner directing traffic to a place you want to go but you'll never see unless you put that stupid flashlight down and go where you're telling the traffic to go. Amen, Brother Davy, it's the truth. Ann's giving me a weird look as I'm looking that way. I think she thinks I'm talking to her. I just happen to be looking at her, that's all. Maybe. Anyway, let's learn to be diligent with God's things. And then we'll be diligent with other things. And we won't have to wait to see God move. Amen? Amen. I'm done. In case you were wondering, by the way, that was a pretty good message.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good word, Brother Davey. Good word. I wanted to turn over to Acts. If I could find it, it's in here somewhere. Chapter 5. I'm going to start reading at verse 1. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold the possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out, and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether ye sold the land for so much. And she said, yea, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in, found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and upon as many as heard these things. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. And of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Then the high priest rose up, and all that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. If you're going to be diligent in the spirit, like Brother Davey was talking about, that's the sort of thing that you're going to see. That's what you're going to experience. That's where I want to be. I find it interesting that the Lord says, he calls the gospel here, the words of this life, right? He's referring to the gospel. I mean, it's the life of faith in Jesus Christ, the life where God is all the time. It's a life without death. It's filled with hope. It's filled with his power, his love. It's a pretty good life. It's much better than the life that I have in the natural. The life that I have in the natural. Why do I still have that life? Why am I hanging on to it? Why haven't I laid it down? The life that he has for us is available to each and every one of us. Every single one of us can do as Brother Davey was talking, as we just read. It is there. It is at hand. It is available. You just need to choose. You need to choose that life. You need to choose to believe the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now, it's possible to be in the vicinity of that life and it have no effect. You can miss it. Some folks think that they have to earn it, and they completely miss it. Completely miss it. This is a free gift of God. You can't earn any of it. Now, Ananias and Sapphira, they were in this thing. They were there. They were seeing this stuff happening. But they were holding on to that life. They didn't fully believe. They weren't fully sold out. They sold some stuff. They held back a little reserve, you know, just in case this doesn't work out for us. We got a little nest egg here to fall back on. Many people today, they're in that same boat. You're holding back something in reserve. You're doubting God. You're doubting His word. You don't have the faith to believe Him. It may not be money. Maybe something else. It's part of your life. It's that thing that you just don't want to let go. I'm telling you today, you need to let it go. You got to let this old man die. If you want that new life in Jesus Christ, your life has to go away. If you can get rid of yourself to live in Him and obey Him, then with diligence, you can have that life without death. You can have that communion with Jesus Christ, the Creator. You can experience that power as well as everlasting life.
Good words today. Words that don't really need anything added to them if you heard them. There's lots of things going on around the world right now. And we hear all kinds of negativity out there trying to influence us, walk us aside, take us where we don't need to go. I'm not going to read it, but in Matthew and in Luke, it tells us what are the signs of the end times. And let's face it, over the last couple months, there's been all kinds of people popping out going on this date, on this date, on this date, on this date. Freaking out because there's blood moons. And something happens every time one of these blood moons occurs on a specific Jewish holiday. Praise God if it's a sign that sits there and brings one more person to Jesus Christ. But he's given us the manual. He's given us his word. And unless you get into his word and read his word and study his word, you're not going to know what's going on. You're going to be full of fear and doubt. Is that where you want to be? Do you want to be worried every single time that you go out that there's something behind a corner or in another car or in another vehicle or in a building next to you that's going to devastate you or take you down? Or someone you love? If that's what you think, then you're not relying on God. You're not believing in Jesus Christ and the words that he gave us. And there are times when I find even myself start to go, you know, that guy sounds like he might be right. Saying one thing that is right and correct, and then going on and expounding and stretching it out to something that it isn't, is a lie. And every once in a while, you have to step back and you have to look at these things and analyze them and pick up the Word of God to see if it follows true. If it doesn't follow true, it's a lie. That's why we always tell you, proof what we say by the word of God. If we say a thing and it is not backed up by the word of God, then maybe we are in error. There are times when all of us, ministers, evangelist, get correction. The reason for that is to help perfect. The same thing goes true for every Christian. For those that are Christian workers now or want to become one, you have to get into the Word of God. You have to learn the Word of God. You have to understand the Word of God. And the only thing you have to do to understand it is ask the Lord to open that understanding to you. And He will give it to you freely. There is nothing difficult about the words that God had his secretaries put down on paper so we would have it this day. There is nothing difficult about it. It's the plain, simple truth. So get into the Word of God. Be diligent about getting into the Word of God. Be diligent about your prayer life. And Jesus will reward you openly. Amen.
Far away, stood an old
Lord, we thank you that you gave us this opportunity, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you go out with us as we walk out into this world, Lord. That we leave and go out into the world. And we thank you for us being able to lean on you, Lord. And we thank you for all you do for us each and every day. And we pray for those that do not know that joy yet, Lord, that they may come to your understanding, that they may want to find you. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing those in to us also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.